Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, it's time to hear from you. It's our I Stand for Israel segment. This is where we feature letters, emails, and website comments from those of you who have contacted the fellowship. Let's listen.
I stand for Israel because that is my homeland. This is the land of our fathers, the land that belongs to our Heavenly Father, Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We long and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, but this will only happen when Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, comes to his city. His blessings. Shalom.
I pray for Israel and the peace of Jerusalem. I support Israel in every way because she is the nation that God Himself chose to lead others, all nations, to the one true and living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Deuteronomy 20, verse 1 says, "When you go to war against your enemies and see horses and chariots and an army greater than yours, do not be afraid of them, because the Lord your God, who brought you up out of Egypt, will be with you." In all of history, when Israel faced more enemies than she could count, it was God Himself who saved her and gave the victory. Like David, we must believe that our God is more powerful than any earthly or demonic enemy. Even when the battle rages and seems hopeless, it is not, because in the end, God will come through.
You've been hearing from our listeners today on Holy Land Moments in our Listener Letters segment. Visit holylandmoments.ca to find out how you can receive a beautiful Pray for Israel prayer magnet. It's free as our thanks for supporting Israel with your prayers. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.